Welcome to EY's International Tax Podcast Series, Cross-Border Taxation. In a closely watched decision, the U.S. Supreme Court held a 7-2 opinion that Congress may impose a mandatory repatriation tax on accumulated and undistributed income of U.S.-controlled foreign corporations under Section 965. In Moore v. the United States, the majority declined to rule whether realization is a constitutional requirement of an income tax, but it held that Congress may attribute a business entity's realized and undistributed income to the shareholders or partners of that entity. In doing so, the court emphasized that its holding applies when Congress treats the entity as a pass-through. A global tax alert on the court's opinion will be posted on EY.com soon. The IRS this week addressed the issue of certain related party partnership basis shifting transactions it considers potentially abusive. In proposed regulations released on the 17th of June, the IRS identified certain partnership related party basis adjustment transactions and substantially similar transactions as transactions of interest under Regulation Section 1.6011-4(b), which must be reported to the agency on Form 8886, Reportable Transactions Disclosure Statement. Material advisors to such transactions would also be required to report them under Section 611A, subject to penalties imposed by Section 6707A and B. Material advisors must also maintain a list of all taxpayers for which they acted as a material advisor for a reportable transaction, as required by Section 6112A. The IRS on the same day also released a related notice and revenue ruling. In Notice 2024-54, Treasury and the IRS announced they intend to publish two sets of proposed regulations to address certain basis-shifting transactions involving partnerships and related partners. And in Revenue Ruling 2024-14, the IRS said the Codified Economic Substance Doctrine in Section 77010 applies to related party basis adjustment transactions under Code Sections 732B, 734B, and 743B. The U.S. Treasury on the 17th of June announced that it has formally notified the Russian Federation of the suspension of key provisions of the 1992 U.S.-Russia Tax Treaty, along with the suspension of its accompanying protocol by mutual agreement. The suspended provisions are paragraph 4 of Article 1, relating to the exceptions to the Savings Clause of paragraph 3, and Articles 5 through 21, substantive provisions, and Article 23, non-discrimination in taxation matters, as well as the protocol, which detailed each country's respective rights to tax certain categories of income. These provisions were suspended by Russia in 2023. According to the U.S. Treasury's press release, the suspension responds to Russia's notification on the 8th of August, 2023, of its intent to suspend specific provisions in tax treaties with 38 countries, including the United States. Regarding the United States, Russia announced suspension of paragraph 4 of Article 1, Articles 5 through 21, and Article 23 of the U.S.-Russia Tax Treaty, and the operation of its accompanying protocol. Treasury had previously announced the suspension of tax information exchange with Russia in April of 2022. The press release indicates the suspension of these provisions will be effective for taxes withheld at source and for other taxes on the 16th of August 2024 and will continue until otherwise decided by the two governments. A detailed global tax alert on EY.com will be posted shortly. And in a major BEPS development, the OECD G20 Inclusive Framework on the 17th of June 2024 released a series of documents on the Pillar 1 Amount B approach for transfer pricing for certain baseline marketing and distribution transactions and the Pillar 2 Global Minimum Tax Rules. The two Pillar 1 Amount B documents included a statement on the definitions of qualifying jurisdictions within the meaning of Section 5.2 and 5.3 of the Amount B guidance, which provide for specified adjustments to the Amount B calculations for such jurisdictions, and the definition of covered jurisdictions within scope of the political commitment on Amount B. The two Amount B documents provide current lists of the jurisdictions that are qualified for specified adjustments to the calculations under the Amount B approach. They also provide a current list of the jurisdictions that are covered by the political commitment of Inclusive Framework member jurisdictions to respect the outcome of their jurisdiction's application of Amount B. On the same date, the Inclusive Framework released two documents on the Pillar 2 Global Minimum Tax Rules. The first document was the fourth tranche of agreed administrative guidance, containing additional details on the allocation of current and deferred taxes, the deferred tax liability recapture rule, the divergence between global anti-base erosion and accounting carrying values, and the treatment of securitization vehicles. The second Pillar 2 release was a brief question and answer document on the qualified status of the global anti-base erosion rules, including information on the peer review process for determining the qualified status of the global anti-base erosion rules of implementing jurisdictions. Before we close, we'd like to remind you about a new EY Tax podcast series that you may be interested in. It's called EY Talks Tax. This is a new option for tax professionals who like to learn about recent tax developments while on the go. The EY Talks Tax podcast series is based on our popular EY Tax webcasts. In the series, EY subject matter professionals share insights on a wide range of tax topics, from U.S. federal to international tax issues, among others. EY Talks Tax also covers major BEPS 2.0 developments. You can find, follow, or download EY Talks Tax on your favorite podcast vendor channel. This concludes this week's EY Cross-Border podcast. Please contact your local EY professional for more information on any of the topics covered in this broadcast. And please remember to visit EY's Global Tax Alert Library on EY.com for the latest U.S. and global international tax developments. Thank you for listening.